Спасибо, господин.
Thank you, Chairman. We listened to the statement by the distinguished ambassador of India with great interest, and we would like to refer to a few practical issues raised in the statement by India. Firstly, the review of science and technology relating to the convention. We fully agree with the distinguished representative of India when he refers to the importance of this subject, including the importance of developing relevancy criteria, which can be taken into account when assessing various scientific developments related to the convention. Therefore, we support, and indeed we have ourselves developed a proposal on the creation of a scientific specialist advisory committee to assess scientific and technological developments relating to the convention. And this body will have to be professional. It should be inclusive and representative in nature. And slightly later in our statement under this agenda item, Chairman, we will discuss the general outlines of our proposal. Secondly, Chairman, under Article 10, we fully agree with the statement by India and the position of developing countries that have not acceded to the convention regarding the occasion of full effective implementation of Article 10. Therefore, Chairman, we have developed a proposal to create an institutional mechanism, the focus of which would be to work specifically under Article 10. And we will present our specific proposal on this during further discussions. Lastly, thirdly, we welcome the initiative by India and France in their working paper regarding the creation of a database relating to Article 7. We think this is a constructive proposal which fits very harmoniously with the proposal made by the Russian delegation regarding the creation of mobile biomedical units. And the Franco-Indian proposal, in all of its core elements, could become part of a comprehensive approach to create inclusive, effective mechanisms for the implementation of Article 7. Thank you.